I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, it is, boy.
Strong year for female leads.
Boy, we did.
The New York Times, which likes to keep up with us.
Yeah.
They're looking at strong female leads in film history. They're doing it more and recently, and we'll be doing some from history. For instance, Jennifer Lawrence's Ree Dolly in Winter's Bone.
Okay.
Now, I think that's a terrific choice.
When I saw that movie, as impressive as she is in that context, I didn't think that she would become a star.
And of course, Frances McDormand, you could cite three roles for her. They cite Blood Simple, where she's Abby running from the abusive marriage.
Yeah.
Marge Gunderson.
Mm-hmm. From Fargo.
And most recently, Three Billboards. Jackie Brown, Pam Grier.
Yeah.
So flight attendant, she has things to deal with.
Quentin Tarantino's another adaptation of Elmore Leonard.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A new Sicario is coming out.
Yeah.
But without Emily Blunt.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I think she's terrific in that one.
And she's also in Edge of Tomorrow opposite Tom Cruise.
Oh, right, yeah.
In another sort of forceful
female
role.
Great choice. Beast of the Southern Wild.
Wavazin A. Wallace. I had to commit that pronunciation to memory.
Let's look at some in history.
Okay, well, this is really interesting that you brought this up, because as soon as you said this to me, I started thinking, well, this is weird that we even have to have this conversation today, because we've heard over and over again in contemporary film a dearth of roles for actresses are always looking. It comes as a shock when one of them lands a really juicy role. From the silent era probably through, I would say, the 50s.
Sure.
There was no dearth of roles.
Right.
All you have to do is name the big stars of that time, the big actresses of that time, Katharine Hepburn, Joan Fontaine, and Olivia de Havilland, and Vivian Leigh, and
silent films,
Clara Bow, Marion Davies.
Yeah.
Those women were all box office draws.
Yeah.
You put Betty Davis's name on something, people were going to go see it.
You put Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah. Now, so something happened along the way. The industry tipped into the favor of men.
Somewhere in the 60s and 70s, you had a real emphasis on Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. This was the world. And so they saw that as box office.
Hollywood has shown time and again that they don't always learn the lessons of box office. Great movies that came out last year, audiences, for the most part, supported them.
Yes,
So it goes to show you, like the movie Girls Trip, big hit. There's an audience out there waiting for this stuff.
Yes.
And they're women, largely.
Could you not learn from Sigourney Weaver in Alien?
I don't
know. Ellen Ripley.
Right.
How could you not?
She's one of the great action icons of all time.
Yes, yes, yes.
James Cameron is responsible for that because of the way he took that character, Ellen Ripley, from Ridley Scott's first film, which she's a surprising hero. The female on the crew is the one that survives the attack. James Cameron upped the ante on that.
If you go back even to 39 and you look at Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz,
mm-hmm.
because she's not super strength in that. She's an awful lot of vacillation between the little girl and then the leader.
It doesn't have anything to do with necessarily power, but that you're in the perspective of this character who happens to be female. She's in a certain predicament, and that should speak to all of us.
Yeah.
During that time, one of the biggest box office draws in the country, Shirley Temple.
Oh, good for you. Updating that a bit, very strong in the sense that you're talking about. Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs.
Jodie Foster certainly did. Well, we had some big female stars in the 90s. Jodie Foster, Julia Roberts, Sandra Bullock. Jodie Foster really did, apart from those other women, she took roles that weren't necessarily romantic leads. She took these roles that were about women in interesting predicaments.
Sure. One of the strongest females in the business would have to have been Elizabeth Taylor, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Cat in a Hot Tin Roof. Think of any number of roles she played were strong in many ways, but psychologically very strong.
Those women had the power to get things done, to get movies made. If Elizabeth Taylor wanted to pick a director or a co-star, that happened. We often look back on old Hollywood and laugh at how sexist it was. They were ahead of us. In a lot of ways back then, audiences were, because audiences supported those performers.
I think the New York Times did a credible job starting it, although we had begun the conversation long ago.
It'd have been a better article had they consulted us. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.